You are listening to the Texas Standard.
6 months, half a year, any way you dice it, we've reached a meaningful mark since Hurricane Harvey battered many communities in Texas. But the recovery effort here was supposed to be a model in streamlining. Now we know it's been kind of a tangled mess. Throughout this time, we've brought you the voices of city leaders and Texas residents who say getting back on their feet after Harvey has been very hard. And the process of getting help from federal and state officials, it's been slow. Will Weissert with the Associated Press is here. He's been following everything, Harvey. Will, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So I've been reading your articles, and you illustrate how slow this recovery effort has been compared to other disasters. For instance, you mentioned New York after Hurricane Sandy. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, after Harvey, the response from Texas and the federal government has been pretty slow if you look at key metrics. And one of those is after Superstorm Sandy, there was a program to do quick fixes and get people back in their homes, even if they weren't fully repaired, just do enough to sort of make their homes livable. Those moved much faster after Hurricane Sandy than they did after Harvey. By one metric, in just a couple of months after Sandy in New York, there were 19,000 homes repaired compared to fewer than 4,000 in Texas.
19,000 homes in New York versus 4,000 in Texas. So why?
Well, what Texas says is that they waited 3 weeks before Governor Abbott tasked the General Land Office, the Land Commissioner, and Land Commissioner Bush's office to handle the short-term housing needs. And there were 3 weeks lost at the beginning of this process. Abbott's office says that was because they needed to focus on loss of life and making sure that all the emergency situations were taken care of before they could focus on housing. But our reporting shows that those were three valuable weeks, that these processes were going to take a while. The federal government was always going to be slow. And if you had to wait a long time to get started, that was going to cause a delay that we're still seeing all these months later. Another issue is, for instance, after Hurricane Katrina, within 12 days, there were victims that were left homeless that were in federal FEMA trailers. That took almost 50 days in Texas. And what the federal government says is, well, they were trying to move away from trailers. They were trying to basically repair homes faster, and you didn't need trailers. But the result has been that there weren't trailers available and that the repairs have taken longer. Another thing that Bush's office says is that they're trying to do it right. They're focused on speed, but they're also focused on quality and getting people into homes where the work is not shoddy and not done so quickly that it's not helpful. It is true that Texas has had fewer complaints about people returning to homes, but so many fewer people have returned homes because the work hasn't been done.
Okay, so now the state has launched a relief tracker, right? Now we are supposed to be able to look where disaster funds are going and who's implementing recovery projects, right? So what do you see there? What do you see in this tracker?
Well, yeah, this was another story a colleague of mine and I at the AP reported a couple of months ago about how other states after major storms had a database up really quickly where you could see contracts that had been signed to do things like debris removal and repair. And Texas had some tracking, but what they would say basically is, we have a whole list of contracts here, but you can't search for what's Harvey-related, and it's really hard to know the money that's being spent, the money that's going in, where it's coming out, and where it's being spent. And Texas said at the time in December that they were working on a tracking database that would be ready in time, and then this week they announced that it is indeed available, and you can get on there and have a better idea of, if they get a certain amount of money from the federal government or they spend money on the state level, where it's going and exactly what it's going to fix, what particular problem or what victims it's helping. And I think that is going to be a positive going forward for transparency. The problem is, of course, that it's only coming online this week, which is almost six months since Harvey hit.
Will Weissert is a reporter for the Associated Press. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks.